And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
In case you missed it over the holidays, Raleigh's News and Observer and the Charlotte Observer featured yet another news story about the lax enforcement of workplace health and safety laws by longtime state labor commissioner Cherie Berry. The story explains that the kid glove treatment often accorded to businesses with dangerous workplaces is something that Berry has effectively made her trademark since her election to the DOL post in 2000. Not surprisingly, North Carolina stands out nationally for its lax safety and health enforcement approach. Between 2016 and 2018, North Carolina handed out $337,000 in workplace safety fines. Washington State, with a population just three-quarters of North Carolina's, handed out more than $4 million in fines during the same period. The bottom line, the report makes clear once more what advocates and analysts have been saying for most of the past two decades, namely that Berry's long tenure as labor commissioner has been a dark and ineffective one when it comes to protecting workers on the job. Her announcement that she will be retiring at the end of the year is extremely welcome news. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.